time to talk some AFLW now, though. We've been getting plenty of updates from Half. He's been doing a lot of interviews before he gets back in.
Some controversy from our man.
What's the controversy? Well, I did see that yesterday.
The head of his women's football team, his management offsider, has left on the eve of the season.
Yeah, well, we might ask Half about that next week when we get him on.
He's a very hard man, and we'll let that go.
I wonder if Berkey has the same issues. Ellie Blackburn joins us from the Bulldogs. She is their AFLW skipper, and she joins us on the line. Ellie, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Now, I was just discussing before that you would clearly be in my top 10 AFLW players, but in Scott's paper, you're not in the top 10, which I was very disappointed about this morning. How has your own pre-season been? You've done this for a few years now. What's it like having five professional ones under the belt?
Yeah, I don't know if it gets any easier as you come through. I guess you're probably a bit more prepared for what is about to happen with it all. I guess this one's been a little bit different, obviously, with COVID and a few more restrictions in place around what we were able to do with it all. But no, it's been relatively positive. Really happy with, I guess, the way personally I've come through it and ready to hit games now. So it's been really good.
When did you get to train in groups of more than 10? Has that only been a recent thing?
We could do it for like a session or two pre-Christmas. So like in the weeks leading up to Christmas, you're able to train in a wider group, maybe on like a Saturday or something like that. But then, for the rest of the week, it was in groups of 10. But now we're all guns blazing. It's pretty good at the moment in the wider group.
Now, Ellie, Maisie did mention the top 30. You are well and truly in that. You're a number 22, so you have to go and buy the Herald Sun to see that. But Isabel Huntington is at number 9. Wasn't she a revelation last year as a defender? How's her pre-season been?
Yeah, Izzy's great. She's been tracking along really nicely. I guess for her, it's continually managing her and her body and making sure that she's all good to go. She's been great. She's been playing really well in the match sims and the practice games and all that. So, really looking forward to the way Izzy will go about it for this season for us again.
I can imagine, Maisie mentioned pre-season. I can imagine, the standard that's obviously lifted over your journey throughout the competition. Is it so noticeable each pre-season that the drills and the everything just goes up a level?
Oh, absolutely. I think I was saying early on this pre-season, particularly with the 18-year-olds that are coming through at the moment. We've got a couple of girls that come through and like they're just ready for it now. Like they can lift heavy in the gym. They've got really good skills, a really good football knowledge and brain and just understand the game really well. And I think that coming through, those 18-year-olds coming through with that development, I think it's expanding the competition, making it grow into a higher standard. And of course, like the players that are already in it, have a few extra pre-seasons under their belt, able to develop their skills, the coaching's better, all these things add up to make it, a better competition and a better standard.
Now, Nathan Burke's at the helm at the Dogs. Has Burke done anything different this pre-season to bring something different out of you girls as a group?
Yes and no. Like I think he's just developed on what he brought to us last year. He always has a plan and always has something in mind. Nathan does, and he's been great the way he's coached us last year and leading into this year. I guess he's probably upped the ante with standards and expectations for us this year. Having a year under us and being able to build those relationships, he now has a real trust of the playing group to be able to do that, and that's something we really respect and love about him. He's been great. He's such a great person and a really good football coach as well.
Now, you played deep forward a lot in the most recent practice game. Are we going to see you play a lot more of that role anchored to more towards the goal square, or will you still spend significant time through the midfield?
Yeah, a mixture of both for me, predominantly more through the mid. It was very unintentional to play, too much time deep forward.
Dustin Martin style, Ellie. This is where everyone's
around the 50, Ellie.
Yeah, I know, it was great, though, to get up there and kick a couple of goals personally for me. You know, nobody complains about being put in the forward line, I don't think. So, no, I'll definitely play a mixture of both roles and, you know, add a bit more to my game this year.
Now, I mean, we were all sickened and, you know, the incident with Brid Stack, the Irish woman in the practice match, very scary. What's it like, the awareness, you know, that thing can happen? What was it like seeing that as a player?
Yeah, I didn't really, I saw the incident sort of the other night and thought, geez, it looks super unlucky and unfortunate and like a one in a million chance that would happen. So I definitely feel for Brid. Obviously, coming across as an Irish player, you know, you want to be able to play the whole season. And I think it was her first game of footy. So, you know, I deeply feel for her and hope she has a really good recovery.
Is that awareness of the physicality? Because people who watch the AFLW are just blown away about the fearlessness and the attack on the player and the ball. Do you sense that overall the competition's getting better at protecting themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think that comes from 18-year-olds that have come through the system that have actually been taught, you know, how to turn your body and how to protect yourself as much as possible when the ball's coming your way. And vice versa, when you are tackling someone and you are, you know, going into bump or whatever it may be that you're doing, how to actually protect the opposition player as well. So I think that definitely has improved over the years. And I guess it's something we're all mindful of. And, you know, we don't want C players get injured in any way, shape or form, and definitely not the way that Brid was on the weekend. So very unfortunate for her. And, yeah, I do feel deeply for her at the moment.
Absolutely. Ellie, all the best with the rest of pre-season. We'll be kicking off next week, of course. Good luck in the last week, and I hope to see you tearing it up out on the park in about 10 days' time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.